Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Well, hello there. So glad you could join me. On this show, we will be exploring all our options. Don't you just love the word exploring? It gives us movement and freedom to research, consider, and try out almost anything. It's an actionable word, but it doesn't force us to move at a predetermined pace or make any commitments that we aren't ready for. We're simply exploring and understanding. There are opportunities all around us. Some land in our lap, whether we are conscious of it or not, and others we have to uncover and bring to life. Exploring is about searching our hearts and our minds for what we want to happen next, and then sifting through ideas and experiences until we find something that might fit. Ready to push through all the uncertainty to find your next move? Uncertainty comes with its own set of challenges. If you aren't sure of what lies ahead, it may shake your confidence in starting something new. In the middle of the proverbial waiting game, you might start the negotiating and bargaining phase with yourself. When this is over, it will be time to get serious. How could I possibly start anything new without knowing what lies ahead? If I don't see a clear answer in the next 3 months, I will take it upon myself to push forward. What are you waiting for? Has anything in your life gone to plan? At some point, the pros outweigh the cons. It's just a matter of perspective. You can succumb to questions and self-doubt and hide behind uncertainty as a reason for not striking out on your own accord, or you can make a commitment that no matter what, you will explore your options today. What's the worst that can happen? You've done all the research, you have a clear path in mind, and you're ready to go at a moment's notice. That doesn't sound like wasted time to me. Instead, it sounds like the most advantageous use of your time. Even if it sounds logical, our brains are wired to question uncertainty, and with this question comes stress, fear, and anxiety. These emotions can force you into the waiting game, waiting for more answers, more signs, and more certainty. The reason why you fear uncertainty is because you have limited experience in certain life areas. With limited experience, there is a limited perspective, and so you jump to conclusions and make assumptions and generalizations about how life is or should be. And as a result, you become uncertain of outcomes that may result in you taking action in that direction. Let's explore these thoughts with ideas I picked up from Adam Ciesinski, Finding Comfort in Uncertainty When Your Goals Are on the Line. Uncertainty grows even more prominent when you lack the knowledge, understanding, and resources that would allow you to get a specific job or task done. You simply don't feel that you have all the answers, and so you become uncertain and you hesitate to take action. At other times, you simply don't have the necessary support required that would provide you with the certainty you need to move forward. You must gain the necessary experience, knowledge, understanding, resources, and support you need in a specific area of your life, and you will then also gain the confidence and certainty required to get the job or task completed. Another cause of uncertainty is by not asking solution-focused questions that will help you find the answers you need to move forward with confidence. By taking the time to ask solution-focused questions about the uncertainty you're feeling, you can gain the necessary understanding and perspective you need to move forward. The benefits of uncertainty are living with uncertainty is beneficial because it keeps you on the edge. Constantly growing and developing yourself as you encounter new experiences that you're unfamiliar with. You're pushing yourself. In fact, the long-term success and happiness you experience in life are directly proportional to the level of uncertainty you're able to manage comfortably. In other words, the amount of risk you're able and willing to take and live with on a daily basis, it's worth the risk. Even though uncertainty is often full of surprises, there are certain things you can do that will help you prepare for those moments in life when you will need to step into the unknown. So here are several suggestions. Embrace uncertainty. First of all, our natural tendency is to resist moments of uncertainty by holding on to what's comfortable and secure. But to truly gain value from uncertainty, you must learn to embrace it without hesitation. Don't fight uncertainty. Accept it as a natural part of life, something you cannot escape from. Therefore, instead of resisting it, learn to proactively manage it. Accepting uncertainty requires that you understand that life is constantly shifting and changing. These shifts will bring about a variety of outcomes, some that you will feel comfortable with, while others you will struggle with. Accepting this is a natural part of life. This will help you begin embracing the uncertainty that life throws your way. It's always ups and downs. The emotional roller coaster. That's not just a saying or a metaphor. To fully embrace uncertainty, you need to cultivate courage, excitement, adventure, playfulness, and curiosity. These characteristics will help you to step into the unknown with confidence and self-belief that you can handle anything that life dishes your way. Embrace not knowing. Not knowing what's out there or what you might confront as you step out into your journey can certainly be scary. But it's only scary because you're not comfortable with not knowing what will happen or what you might face or how you might respond to certain events and circumstances. It's perfectly okay that you don't know. You will never have all the answers, and often the most valuable learning experiences come from simply taking action and adapting your approach as you make progress along your journey. To help you begin feeling more comfortable with not knowing, ask yourself, how is my need to know affecting my life in a positive or negative way? Why do I need to know what's hiding around the corner? How can not knowing actually be beneficial? Try building a strong support network. When you have a strong support network helping you out, you will gain that necessary knowledge and emotional guidance you need to move into uncertain territory along your journey and towards your desired outcomes. You must form close bonds and friendships with people from all walks of life and may be able to help and support you during these uncertain times. Invest in yourself. One of the best ways to prepare for uncertainty is to begin investing time, energy, and even money into yourself. Invest in yourself by gaining practical experience, by expanding your knowledge, by developing new skills, and by strengthening your mindset. The more often you focus on developing and growing these areas, the better prepared you will be and the more certain you will become when unexpected events crop up or difficult choices need to be made. Expect with confidence that when you're confronted with the uncertainty, that your stress levels will go through the roof. And when your stress levels are high, it will be difficult for you to make effective decisions that you need to make to help you step into uncertain territories and attain your desired outcomes. You must learn to better manage your stress levels. We can all benefit from this. You can do this by taking maybe a yoga class, exercising regularly, meditation, using visualization techniques, journaling, sketching, or by taking the time to consciously manage and control your breathing. Calm yourself down. It's pretty much impossible to fear uncertainty when you're living for today. But most people are thinking about tomorrow, and tomorrow brings with it uncertainty. And this is, of course, going to scare the heck out of them. And as a result, they fail to take the necessary actions that will help them step out of their comfort zone and move towards their desired outcomes. You must not follow this path, and instead, just live for today. Live in the moment. There is no uncertainty at the moment. Uncertainty only exists in the future. One of the best ways to handle uncertainty is to consciously create more certainty in your life. Your goal here is to add more certainty to the possible uncertainty that life will bring your way. So here are some suggestions to help you do this. First of all, prepare in advance. Take the time to think about all the possibilities, all the scenarios that could occur in the future from a specific decision or action you are about to take. Consider all the different possibilities and outcomes that may result and how you would handle them. The more thoroughly you think about the possibilities here, the more confidence you will have and the more effectively you will handle any of these events and circumstances that may come your way. Ask yourself this: what could potentially result from making this decision or taking this action? How will I respond to these circumstances? And then plan for the worst. Murphy's Law states that anything that could go wrong will go wrong, and the worst possible time. All at once, when you're at least expect it, bam, it happens. If you don't keep this law in mind as you're stepping onto the path of uncertainty, then of course, unexpected things are likely to pop up, and you may not be prepared to handle them. You must plan for the worst possible scenario ahead of time, and then jot down how you would handle it. Ask yourself this: what's the worst that could happen if I take action? And then what's the worst that could happen if I don't take action? And then what will I do about it? It's also important to be very specific and consider roadblocks that could prevent you from taking action in the first place. What could prevent me from taking action? You might want to jot this down too. How will I overcome these obstacles? You also want to expect the best. Plan for the worst, but expect the best. Cultivate optimism and expect the best. When you do expect the best, this will give you the confidence to overcome your fears and step into the unknown. You might end up falling flat on your face and making a terrible mistake, but in the end, you will be much closer to your outcome having taken positive action than have taken no action at all. Ask yourself this: what are the possibilities? What are the opportunities? What things could work in my favor if I just took action? How about create a plan of action? My favorite, actually getting up and doing something. Replace any expectations that you may have with a written and tangible plan of action. A plan of action will help you to iron out all the details, and it will allow you to fit everything together in a more concrete, actionable structure. You could ask yourself, what do I want? How will I pursue it? What will I do first? And then what will I do next? Really write that plan down, because having it in front of you, almost a blueprint, can help you on those days when you're a little more uncertain. Focus on short-term solutions. Uncertainty is in the future. In fact, the further ahead you look, the more uncertain the future becomes. You must focus on short-term solutions and on things you can do right now at this very moment that will help you to move forward along your journey. Focus on what you can control. Uncertainty could very well overwhelm you the moment you feel as though you've lost control over the events you're working through. You most likely won't be able to control external circumstances or people, but during moments such as these, just remember that you do have full control over your own thoughts, over your decisions, over your emotional responses, over the way you talk to yourself, and over how you perceive your external world. You have the power. By focusing on and maintaining control over these areas, you will help to make better and more effective decisions moving forward, no matter how much external uncertainty you're working through. We're all working through uncertain times. If you're feeling as though you simply need to control external events, people, and circumstances, then take the time to ask yourself this. Why do I feel like I need to control this? Boy, if we took a moment and asked ourselves that in so many situations, we might really bring to light what's going on in any given situation, and we might back off naturally. How about, how can not being in control be beneficial? Moving into uncertainty is important. Having prepared yourself mentally for uncertainty, you are now ready to take positive action into the unknown. I know, sounds scary, but here are some suggestions to help you along this exciting journey. See? Tell yourself it's exciting, not scary. Take immediate action. The longer you delay taking positive action, the more likely you are to succumb to procrastination, perfectionism, or stagnation. Don't hesitate. Be proactive and take positive action using small, consistent steps, but do it as soon as possible. The steps you take today into the unknown, into the uncertainty, will provide you with new experiences, new knowledge, and wisdom you will have moving into tomorrow. Every day you're learning. Every day, every challenge, every uncertain situation. Every day you take further action will reward you with even more experience, knowledge, and wisdom, which provides you with the confidence and the momentum for moving forward. Things might not get easier or less certain, but you will be much further ahead than if you were to take no action at all. Expect the unexpected. Unless you're mentally prepared for the unexpected, you will never really feel comfortable on your journey. Expect that unexpected things will occur and that you will continue to experience the uncertainty of some sort along the way. Keep planning for the worst, but at the same time, stay in the present moment and focus on short-term solutions that will help you to move one more step, just one more step forward. With this expectation close at hand, you will be better prepared and able to handle anything that life decides to throw your way. Along your journey, if you suddenly feel overwhelmed with uncertainty and feel tempted to crawl back into your comfort zone, remember, it's important to keep your feet grounded and not allow yourself to be taken on an emotional roller coaster ride. During these moments, you may not see the light through the trees. However, other people might. Take into account other people's perspective on the situation and what they're going through too. Their insights might very well provide you with the guidance you need to get through difficult times on your journey. Ask yourself or others this. How would other people perceive this? What would they do in my situation? What must I do next to keep moving forward? Problem solving. Now, here are some things to avoid at all costs. Avoid destructive self-talk and thoughts. Pessimism will only dishearten you and push you right back into your comfort zone. Avoid obsessing about the unknown. Perceive the unknown as a place of opportunity and excitement, and not a deep, dark abyss of fire and spikes. Avoid worrying about what you can't control. If you can control something, then do something about it. If you can't control it, then there's really no point in worrying about it. Avoid reacting emotionally to sudden changes. Unexpected things will occur that will push you right out of your comfort zone. It's important during these moments to remember that you are in full control of your emotional responses. You can respond in a productive or a destructive way. The choice is yours to make. Avoid trying to play it safe. Unless you're willing and able to take risks, then you will fail to fully capitalize on the opportunities that uncertainty can provide you with. Avoid trying to resist change. Change is inevitable. It is the one thing that you can bet on will happen. So stop resisting change and instead embrace the opportunities it brings your way. Feeling more empowered in the face of the unknown? These can be exciting times full of possibilities if you position yourself at a higher vantage point to gain a new perspective. I use this idea often because it's a reminder that your perspective plays a key role in success and failure. Stepping back and looking at the situation with a broader view will help you see all the moving parts. I like to think of it as climbing up on a mountaintop and looking down. Here, from this vantage point, you can see potential roadblocks or new clear avenues. Anytime you feel rushed, uncertain, or overwhelmed, take a pause, then step back to consider the bigger picture. Life is full of stages based on knowledge and experiences. At some stages, it's easier to obtain a better vantage point, and in other stages, it seems impossible. Sharing your concerns with a diverse group means you gain knowledge from someone else's perspective, someone who has forged their path before you and can offer some valuable insight. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable and admit you don't have it all figured out. There is help through friendship, and it's just a reach away. Let's face it, there will always be problems that seem impossible to solve. You will always have moments when you want to throw up your hands and walk away. But the odds are that you're not the first person to tackle your particular problem. There is a solution waiting to be found. You just haven't found it yet. What you really need is a change of perspective. I found 7 ideas from Jeff Miller on theincrementallife.com. Have you ever stood outside a skyscraper and looked up? Let's close our eyes for a minute and imagine doing that. It's almost impossible to conceive how something so massive was ever built. Now, keep your eyes closed. We're going to go up on the elevator to the top floor. Are you there? Now, look down. Everything down below seems so small. All you did was change your position and therefore changing your perspective. Here's the deal. When you change your perspective by taking the elevator to the top floor, you didn't accomplish it under your own power. Sure, you're the one who took the initiative to make the transition, but you didn't design and you didn't build the skyscraper, you didn't pay for the electricity to operate the elevator, and you didn't create the new view out of thin air. Your approach to solving problems should be similar. There's absolutely no reason you should go it alone. Maybe you're stuck in a rut. Have you heard the old saying, a rut is nothing but a grave with both ends kicked out? If you're stuck, you need to step back and consider whether you're doing the same thing over and over, hoping to accomplish something new. You know, that's the very definition of insanity. Break out of the ordinary and try something new. ask for help. See if a friend or a trusted colleague has any fresh ideas. You don't have to do this alone, even if finding the solution is your responsibility. There's absolutely nothing wrong with asking for some input. You know, you may say, how would you do this? Or where would you start? Walk away. No, you're not giving up. You're just simply stepping away from the problem for a while instead of banging your head against the wall trying to let go or do something new while your mind keeps chipping away in the background. The subconscious mind has an amazing ability to solve problems on its own. Just give it a try. Start over. As hard as it may be to scrap whatever progress you've made so far, sometimes it's the best solution. Take a break. Take a fresh start. It doesn't mean all the time and energy you've spent so far has been a waste. On the contrary, once you start again, you'll find the best places to insert your old data into your new approach. Overhaul your routine. Change things up and see if that sparks your imagination and your critical thinking. Routine is good and helps us get things done effectively, but you may have let bad habits and unnecessary actions creep in over time. Maybe your routine is fine, but you're bored. Change it up. Inject something new into your schedule that gives you a boost. Broaden your horizons. It's always possible you simply don't know enough to make an informed decision. Have you looked at your problem from every side? Have you done your due diligence to tear the problem apart so that you're intimately familiar with every little tidbit? Break out of your two-dimensional view. How deep does your vision go? Is your perspective two-dimensional, like an elevation drawing of a building? Sure, it may be detailed, but it's only surface detail. Go deeper and learn more, as if you've been asked to create a full architectural blueprint suitable for constructing the building you've envisioned. That's the 3D perspective. Then create a timeline for your solution. When's the deadline? How long will the necessary steps take? How much advance notice do you need to give your team? Then that's the 4D perspective. Ask someone else to take the lead. You may need to swallow your pride and admit that you're not the best person for the task at hand. That doesn't mean you're a failure, but it does mean that you're headed toward failure if you don't make a major adjustment. It also doesn't mean you're giving up. It's a sign that you're wise and humble enough to recognize that someone else should take the lead. Now you get the chance to be a team player. In a quiet space with time to yourself, start writing down all the things that you're passionate about. This can include big, broad strokes like children, the elderly, gardening, entertaining, health and wellness, and so on. Now, start exploring these ideas by taking each one and digging deeper. What feels like a hobby versus a job? Look through your list and separate those two. What is a hobby? Something you just want to do for fun or to challenge your brain. And then what could be a job? What could you actually get monetary value out of? Now, how much time do you want to invest? It's important to understand whether it's a hobby or a job. Really, how much time can you afford to dedicate out of your schedule? Would this be a full-time event, like a full-time job, a career change? Or would it be something that you're going to carve out a little extra time and add that in? Will there be a financial investment you'll need to make? If you're going to do a hobby that might be expensive, what's that financial investment look like? If you're going to take a job that you might have to relocate for or buy new equipment for, what does that look like? How does this idea align with your goals and your current lifestyle? Really take an advantage of where you are in your life today and what you can actually afford, whether it's time or financial, to incorporate into that life. Timing plays a critical role in everything. You may have all the desire in the world, but in your current lifestyle, carving out that extra time may be impossible. That doesn't mean your idea is dead in the water. Nothing worth doing happens overnight. You may take the limited time that you do have to sharpen your idea. Interview people who have experience in this field to gain valuable feedback, and even collect resources you may need when it's finally time to execute your idea. And isn't life uncertain? I mean, there really is no guarantee what's going to happen next. You can make all the plans and preparations, which are so important, and you can still be thrown a curveball. So, do you wait for the perfect opportunity to act? Do you wait for that knock to come at the door, that golden opportunity that's going to be handed to you? Do you wait till you have everything figured out, the right amount of money, the right timing? Or do you just take a leap of faith, gain the confidence in the knowledge, and trust yourself? You know, what's the worst that can happen? You can at least put your toe in the water, get it wet, test your situation, test your idea to see if it has any validity and if it's something that you want to go wholeheartedly and invest in. But it's important to execute. You know, timing is everything. And I don't mean to say that it's not. It really is. If you're in that season of your life where you have small children and you're thinking about opening a restaurant, you can understand that that may not be the perfect timing. If you really want to dedicate your life to raising children and getting them a good start, or if it would be more of a headache to try to arrange childcare and try to get manage all of those plates spinning, might not be the right time. But definitely, it is always the right time to explore your options. Exploring gives you that freedom to break apart and dig deeper and research and learn as much as you can. When you have done all the research, then you can really strike out with knowledge and you're so much more prepared. You know, preparation is an important key to success. Every moment unknown is uncertain. So don't use this undetermined time as a reason to go idle in your pursuit of your goals. Every step forward is really a step in the right direction, and you can start today. So are you ready? Climb up to that higher vantage point and spend some time exploring all of your options. You'll be glad you did. If you want to share Encouragementology with a friend who needs to know they are not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, see the challenge and uncertainty and harness your power to change your perspective. Explore opportunities while searching your heart for guidance. Plan, prepare, and procure. You will be happy you did. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges. Someone threw to the past was clear.